welcome into the sports show here on the radio, 1240 KFMO. I'm sports director Todd Panula. Hopefully everyone out there is having a great day. Want to remind you, as you heard in the sports report, we've got some high school volleyball coming up this evening. It's going to kick off at 7. That's our coverage time. And then first serve will be around 7:30, give or take. It all depends on when those JV games finish up. Might be a little bit early, might be a little bit late. But nevertheless, we're going to have an excellent matchup for you, as it's going to be the North County Lady Raiders traveling to Bismarck. North County comes in at 8-1-1, and they go up against the undefeated Lady Indians. So it should be a really, really top-notch matchup between large school division and small school division for conference supremacy. But we're going to get into the St. Louis Cardinals and what they did today in just a little while. First off, I kind of wanted to start with this situation that happened yesterday with John Lackey getting removed from the game, and I used removed in a positive frame of mind, basically because the situation really is fairly ridiculous, just plain and simple. And basically what happened, and we're going to let you hear from John Lackey himself here in a second, basically what happened is Lackey was upset with the strike zone, as many pitchers are throughout any course of any game. Sometimes they don't feel they're getting the benefit of the doubt, and they don't feel that a strike is being called consistently. And quite frankly, they have a better view of it than the umpire. I've never really understood. I mean, everything's based on point of views. And somebody tried to argue against me when I used to be a baseball official, because when somebody would be injured behind the home plate, oftentimes they would still continue to call balls and strikes, and they would go out behind the pitcher to do it. And sometimes they would do that in the rare case, and these are little league games and whatnot. If there weren't two officials available, the home plate umpire would therefore call balls and strike from the field. Now, a lot of people say, well, no, you can't see it very well. Why? Why can you not see it better from behind the pitcher, where, to me, you have a clearer view of where it crossed the plate than you do at home plate? Now, you can say, okay, well, maybe those little dipping pitches and everything. Now, I understand on the professional ranks, you're going to have a lot more movement, so it's more of a valid argument. But to me, the pitcher has a better viewpoint of whether it was a ball or a strike than does the umpire. And yet these umpires get so butthurt by anybody challenging their authority. Oh, heaven forbid. You are a paid official officiating a professional sport. And quite frankly, major league umpires are some of the most unprofessional people I have ever seen on television. Now, that is not the vast majority of them. Maybe not even a large minority. But the problem is, whether it's hit or miss, whether you have one person that does it all the time, whether it's one person here, one person there, somebody always does it throughout the season, whatever the case may be, these umpires are ruining the game. Not the sport as a whole, because the sport itself, whether it be baseball or any other sport, is bigger than the officials. It's bigger than the players. But the case is, these officials, especially in Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball has got to be by far one of the worst. They want to become the main attraction. And I've heard lots of people use the argument, and I hate to use it myself because the way it's phrased seems so, I don't even know if condescending is the word, but it just seems so unthoughtful. But it does hold true. Nobody paid their money to come see the umpire a baseball game, with the exception of the umpire's family, and quite frankly, they probably didn't pay to get their ticket, because I'm sure Major League Baseball furnishes the officials with tickets if they're in their hometown or somewhere around there, or if they have family who wants to come visit. So they're probably not even paying to get into the ball game. So basically, nobody is paying to get into a game to see the official, and yet they make a mockery out of the games. Now, the situation yesterday was basically John Lackey, as I said, was arguing balls and strikes. And I watched a little bit. I watched the highlights again after the game. I didn't see anything overly demonstrative. I've seen people get up in the umpires' faces, yell and scream, spit spewing from their mouth, and the umpires will just let that slide. But for some reason, there was a hair up this particular umpire's butt, and he decided to kick John Lackey out of the game. Did it cost the Cardinals the game? Potentially. That is the negative thing. It occurred so early in the contest. Tyler Lyons came in for the St. Louis Cardinals. He did a decent job in relief. But you're not supposed to have to throw in a relief pitcher that early in the game unless there's an injury or unless somebody is getting blown up. The St. Louis Cardinals were doing fine at the time. They had the lead. Things were going well. John Lackey didn't look great by any stretch of the imagination, but he was still doing fairly well. And here's what he had to say. Let's hear John Lackey's own words about the situation, and these are courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest.
I threw a ball that was up, and I said, that's up. The other one's not down. And he came up and kind of started yelling back towards me, and I got back up on the mound, and you know, about as loud as I'm talking now, it said one or the other, just kind of to myself, getting back on the mound. And there's no way he could have heard what I said, or I think he just saw my mouth move and just threw me out and just assuming something. Yeah, he did say something like something like that, but I didn't. That was the first for me for sure. I didn't say any cuss words towards him or anything like that. I mean, just I guess my mouth moving. I don't think what I said was worth getting thrown out for sure. I mean, there's still plenty of time to hopefully have a good start, but didn't get the opportunity.
Now there you heard it right from the source. And basically, again, I watched the video. There was video accompanying that audio that we took the audio out of. Once again, courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest and Major League Baseball. You could see John Lackey went back to the mound. He might have made some sort of little gesture where he just kind of put his arms out to his side a little bit, where it was basically just kind of like, come on, give me a break here. I couldn't see his mouth. There was no shot of him uttering whatever words sparked the ejection. But again, the official, the umpire at home plate decided he was going to make that situation about him. And Major League Baseball is by far the worst at doing that. There are too many umpires out there that they don't care whether or not they've made a bad call. Even with instant replay, if somebody comes charging out at them, they get demonstrative right back. Other leagues have ways of dealing with this sort of thing. You get in an official's face like that, and you're going to be put out of the game for games to come. It's not put upon the official solely to decide whether somebody is in the right or the wrong. The league gets involved. Major League Baseball basically just sits there and say, yes, we want our officials to yell back. We want them to get up in the manager's faces. Those are the ultimate disgrace, I think, to the sport. Now, fans love it, and I'll admit, when I go to the game, it's fun to see, especially like I have family who are Chicago Cubs fans. And so when Lou Piniella was there, that was always kind of the interesting thing to see. You might go to a game, watch a game on TV, you wonder whether or not old Lou is going to blow up or not. It was kind of an interesting little sideshow. But really, if you think about it, the integrity of a sport, and again, it's not solely baseball. I'll get on another topic here in just a second with regards to one of my favorite sports. But baseball, they get up in the umpire's face, they yell, they scream. As I said, stuff has to be spewing out of their mouth. You talk that close with your mouth wide open, you're going to get some spittle on somebody. But the umpires do it right back. What sense does that make? You're making the situation completely about yourself. You want to think, I'm Mr. Big Shot. I've got the league symbol on my chest. I'm going to sit there and come out and make myself the star here today. I'm going to get myself on SportsCenter. I honestly wonder, I would like to think that it is not the case, but some of these officials, I wonder if they honestly think, it's like, you know what, it's okay. I got myself on TV. Everybody saw who I am. They're talking about my name. We probably know, myself not included, because I don't necessarily pay attention to the officials' names, but we probably know more MLB umpires' names just from incidents like this than we do NFL officials. For sure, NBA officials. except for Ed Hockley. I don't know any other NFL official. Now, if I hear the announcer say it, I'd say, oh, yeah, that name sounds familiar. I really don't know any NBA officials anymore now that the one whose name escapes me, of course, so my point sounds less valid, but the one who raced against Charles Barkley, the older gentleman, he's retired now, so I really don't know anybody. Why is it that we know so many MLB officials? Why is it that they stick out? They stick out and they stick in our craw. St. Louis Cardinals fans will never forget the name Don Dinkinger. Now, that's not necessarily because he argued anything, but just because, I don't know, baseball officials seem to get more calls wrong than any other sport. And there's so little flow to a game. It's start, stop. You have a certain play to look at. That's all you have to look at. Why is it that it's so hard? And I'm not saying it's easy. I've officiated baseball at a very low level. But still, it's not an easy thing to do. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. But these people need to get over themselves. They need to stop interjecting themselves in the game. You should not know, unless you're a diehard baseball fan and you want to fill out your little scorecard with everybody's single name, you should not know who the official is. Plain and simple. And it applies to one of my favorite sports as well, soccer. And this goes more to the player side as well, because soccer officials tend to be fairly calm, fairly open-minded in dealing with the problems they have to deal with. But that's another side. That's kind of the flip side to this baseball coin. It's the things that go on in soccer. An official will make a call, and all of a sudden you've got five or six guys surrounding you, almost bumping you. Half the time they do touch the official, not necessarily with their hands and not necessarily in a North American-style demonstrative way, sticking out your chest, I'm going to chest bump you and get you away from me. No, not like that. But still, it makes a mockery of the game. Play the game within the set of rules that you've been given. The official makes a call. If you disagree with it, fine. You have the right as a citizen of the world to voice your opinion. But just leave it as that. You have these people, whether it's the officials in baseball, whether it's the players in soccer, that just all of a sudden lose their minds. What sense does that make? What does that add to the contest? Nothing. It takes away from the game that we as fans are trying to watch. I don't want to watch John Lackey get ejected in the second or third inning because the umpire can't call a strike. It was clearly a strike. I would have liked to have seen ESPN's strike zone up there because, to me, it crossed in the strike zone. And that's another topic for another day. But quite frankly, these MLB strike zones are just ridiculous. It should be from the letters to the knees, the way it's supposed to be, the way it's written in the rule books, not from the belt to the mid-thigh. That is half the time what we get is strike zones. But as I said, I could cover a whole nother segment with that alone. Officials should not be the story. Players attacking officials should not be the story. We should be focusing today on the fact that the St. Louis Cardinals lost by the score of 4-2 to the Cincinnati Reds yesterday. As I said, we'll talk a little bit more about today's game coming up in the next segment. But the fact that we're sitting here talking about John Lackey being ejected, the fact that soccer games become mockery simply because the players want to absolutely engulf the referee because they don't agree with a certain call, just makes a joke out of everything that has to do with these games that we as fans love. Hockey is getting to be the same way. They're starting to get around the officials. Officials are starting to make calls simply based on the way that players have treated them. And I admit, as an official, a former official of several different sports, there is the human element to it. You cannot separate that 100%. It's impossible. But the fact that these officials go far and above what is necessary to put a player in their place makes a joke out of everything that we hold dear about these sports. Now, as I said, we'll talk about the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll also let you know a little bit more about the local side and the St. Louis Rams. What are they going to do with Chris Long? That's coming up in the next segment, so tune in. More sports show on the way here on the radio, 1240 KFMO. I'll be feeding the love.